Drug treatment of both autism and SIB presents a therapeutic challenge. A literature search was conducted for relevant studies using the PubMed database. 13 studies have been considered in this paper. Up to date, deep brain stimulation has been used for the stimulation of the nucleus accumbens, globus pallidus internus, anterior limb of the internal capsule, ventral anterior limb of the internal capsule, basolateral amygdala, ventral capsule and ventral striatum, medial forebrain bundle, and posterior hypothalamus. In the total sample of 16 patients, 4 were adolescents, and 12 were adults. All patients had symptoms resistant to multiple drug therapy. Among the new therapeutic perspectives, deep brain stimulation could be a valid option. However, further and more in-depth research is needed in this field.